Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back. This is the 18th installment from the book Wisdom for the Devoted, Divine Wisdom and Exhortation Concerning the Devotee's Conduct. We have two chapters today, starting on page 127. The first chapter is entitled People Are of Three Types on the Day of Judgment. It's a little bit of a longer chapter. And then a chapter called What Follows the Human Being to His Grave. So, inshallah, we'll get to that after the Fatiha and invoking the names of the Prophet. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. لا إله إلا الله to the love of the guide, the love of Sidi for his students, and how he sets the tone by saying that he is nobody, he is nothing, and becomes an even greater vehicle of transmission for what's the truth, and can read our hearts and souls so clearly, so that what comes through is appropriate for our walking. So this book was compiled 40 years ago, from what I'm understanding, and compiled from that relationship he is having with students. So we're stepping into that kind of timeless relationship and listening to what he feels is important for us to become conscious of. And it's not always easy. This first chapter on page 127, where we're starting, is called People Are of Three Types on the Day of Judgment. Page 127. Praise to Allah, the eternally perpetual. And may the peace and the blessings be upon the owner of the fountain, Sahib Arahad, by which everyone will pass, and upon his family and his companions, who are the possessors of nobility and generosity. The garden and the fire are eternal abodes, meaning that they do not vanish. They are perpetual, contrary to what some philosophers and scholars speculate. Their speculation is rejected because of the clarity of the opposition to it and the clear assertion in the book and in the Sunnah, and by the consent of the scholars. Know that people on the Day of Judgment are of three types. The first type will enter the garden without any reckoning. These are the elite believers who will remain there eternally. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He has prepared gardens for them beneath which rivers flow, wherein they shall dwell forever and ever. And that is the great attainment, Quran 9:100. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, surely those who believe and work righteousness shall have the gardens of the highest paradise as a landing place, where they shall dwell forever, desiring no change to befall them. Quran 18:107-8. The second type are those who will not be admitted in the beginning into the garden. They are the disobedient believers. However, they will dwell eternally in the garden, because even though they deserve some punishment, they will not continue forever in the fire. They will die in accordance with the term which only Allah knows, and they will not be resurrected until they are removed from the fire. This is in accordance to what Abu Sa'id al-Khudri narrated from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who said, when the people of the garden have entered the garden and the people of the fire have entered the fire, Allah will say, take out of the fire whoever has faith equal to a mustard seed in his heart. They will come out, and by that time they will have burnt and become like coal. And then they will be thrown into the river of life, al-Hayat. And they will spring up just as a seed grows on the bank of a rainwater stream. This hadith was reported by Muslim in the chapter on intercession about how all people will be brought out of the fire. The third type are those who dwell in the hellfire, and they are the rejectors of the truth. About them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, but they shall not come out of the fire. Quran 2:167. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, surely those who cover up the truth and oppress others will never be forgiven by Allah, nor will He guide them to a path except to the path of Jahannam, wherein they will abide forever. And that is easy for Allah. Quran 4:168-9. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah shall forbid him the garden, And his abode is the fire. 572. And they will wish to come out of the fire, but they will not come out. For them is a long lasting suffering. 537. And nor will they enter the garden until the camel passes through the eye of the needle. 740. And surely Allah has cursed those who cover up the truth and has prepared for them a burning flame in which they shall live forever and ever. They will find neither protector nor helper. 33:64-5. And no respite is given them, and they remain in despair without it. 43:75. And whoever rebels against Allah and His Messenger, for him there awaits the fire of hell, and he shall be in it forever and ever. 72:23. In the light of these ayat, the eternity of the garden and the fire and their inhabitants is affirmed. This explains what came in the Sunnah for Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, who narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Death will be brought like a horned ram and will be made to stand between paradise and hell. It will be said, 'O people of the garden, do you know what this is?' And they'll raise their heads and look and say, 'Yes, yes, this is death.' It will be said, 'O people of the fire, do you know what this is?' And they'll raise their heads and look and say, 'Yes, this is death.' Then the command will be given for death to be slaughtered. And it will be said, 'O people of the garden, it is eternal. There is no death.' O people of the fire, it is eternal. There is no death. The happiness of the people of the garden will increase, and the despair of the people of the fire will increase." Abu Sa'id al-Khudri and Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "When the people of the garden enter the garden, a caller will proclaim, saying, 'You will live therein with everlasting life and will never die. And you are granted everlasting health and will never get sick. And for you there is perpetual youth and you will never grow old. You are granted everlasting bliss and you will never feel want." This is an affirmation to what Allah says. And it will be proclaimed to them, "Behold, this is the garden. You have been made its inheritors on account of what you did." Quran 7:43. It was narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The first group of people who will enter the garden will be glittering like the full moon, and those who will follow them will glitter like the most brilliant star in the sky. They will not urinate, relieve nature, spit, or have any nasal secretions. Their combs will be of gold, and their sweat will smell like musk. The aloes wood will be used in their centers. Their wives will be beautiful virgins. All of them will look alike and will resemble their father Adam in stature, 60 cubits tall." We must also believe that the garden and the fire exist now, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is we who have raised some of them above others in degrees. 43:32. The garden exists above the seventh heaven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as the garden of refuge, Jannatul Mawa. 53:15. Some other names for the garden are perpetual bliss, Dakhulun, Eden, Adanin, trustworthy station, Al-Imam Al-Amin, the house of peace, Dar es-Salam, and the Ilyan, the highest horizon, Ufukil Allah. Hellfire has deep depths. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely the hypocrite shall be in the lowest depths of the fire, 4:145. It's located under the seventh earth, which is the lowest. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, truly, the record of the wicked is in the Sijin, 83:7. Sijin is the opposite of Ilyun. Some other names for the fire are the pit with blazing fire, Al-Jahim, the crusher, Al-Hutama, the blaze, Sa'ir, the poison, As-Samum, the fire, An-Nar, the hellfire, Jahannam, the painful hell, Sakar, the furnace, Latha. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a garden wide as the heavens and the earth, prepared for those who guard themselves, 3:133. This means that the garden already exists. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then guard yourselves against the fire, whose fuel is people and stones, set up for those who cover over the truth. This means that the fire already exists. The people of the Sunnah and of the Unity, Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, agree that these texts which we have mentioned are authentic. And they agree that if anyone denies this, he is stripped of his Islam, will earn Allah's wrath, and become one of those for whom Allah has prepared the eternal fire. And scholars affirm that this teaching is self-evident and does not need proof. But Allah and His Messenger know best. O Allah, we ask You to grant us the garden and its bliss. And we seek refuge in You from the fire and its blaze. Amin, 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 O Lord of the worlds. What follows the human being to his grave? Abu Huraira narrated that the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, the child of Adam cries, my money, my money. But out of his wealth, there are only three things that are his. Whatever he eats and makes use of, that by which he dresses himself as it wears out, and whatever he gives as charity and is stored for him in the final world. A man said to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I do not like to die. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you have any money? The man replied, yes, Messenger of Allah. Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, offer your money, because the heart of the believer is with his money. So when he offers it, he loves to follow it. And if he keeps it, he likes to keep himself with it. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, the intimate friends of the child of Adam are three: his money, which follows him until his soul is taken, his family, which follows him to his grave, and his deeds, which follow him until he is summoned for judgment. He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "A time will come for my ummah when they will love five things and forget five things. They will love this world and forget the final world. They will love wealth and forget the reckoning. They will love the creatures and forget the Creator. They will love sins and forget repentance. And they will love palaces and forget the grave." Aisha narrated, "The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, 'O followers of Muhammad, by Allah, if you knew what I know, you would laugh a little and weep a lot. And you would run out or ascend the mountains crying out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for fear of his great sovereignty and revenge.' He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, 'The heavens groan with the weight of the angels, and they have a right to groan. So many are the angels that they must hold.' He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, 'There is no space in the seven heavens, a foot's length or a hand's span or a palm's width, that does not have an angel standing, bowing, or prostrating to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.' He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, 'Those to whom they call out in supplication are themselves seeking to approach their Lord. Even those among them who are closest to him are hoping for his mercy and fearing his punishment. Indeed, the punishment of your Lord is always to be feared.' 1757. Abu Huraira narrated that when the ayah, 'And warn your closest kin,' was revealed, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, got up and said, 'O people of Quraysh, purchase yourselves from the fire, because I cannot save you from Allah's punishment. O Bani Abd Manaf, I cannot save you from Allah's punishment. O Safiya, the Prophet's aunt, I cannot save you from Allah's punishment. O Fatima bint Muhammad, ask me for anything from my wealth, but I cannot save you from Allah's punishment. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'After me there will be rulers who abandon the sunnah and act in accordance with what they forge, and they postpone the timing of the prayer.' Ibn Mas'ud asked, 'O Messenger of Allah, if I encounter them, what should I do?' The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'O child of Adam, you're asking me about what you should do? There is no obedience with those who oppose Allah.' Abu Huraira narrated, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, 'My ummah will be afflicted by the disease of all nations.' People asked, 'What is the disease of all the nations?' He, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, 'Disrespect, vanity, competition for the lower world, material pleasure, and envy, until abuse takes place, and then killing.'" Alhamdulillah, that brings us to the close of the 18th installment. Pick up again, inshallah, the 19th. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.